bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the extravaganza today, Christie's Meeting plus Miami Vice and Pac-Man right after this message.
Calvin Klein won't be prosecuted for jeans ads that showed young models striking suggestive poses. The Justice Department says even though some minors posed for the spots, they weren't used in the particular photographs that raised questions.
Wow, those are nice looking jeans.
Oh, thank you.
What kind are those?
Kevin Klein.
Wow, I really like what they do to you.
Thank you.
You want to come over here and me up the
I'm not sure. What do you mean?
I mean, what I want you to do is come over here and you take your
Kevin Klein jeans. Available everywhere.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy, I've got to point this out.
What?
You are all dressed up.
Yeah, I have a meeting today.
Yeah? You look great.
New what board are you on now that we're going to have to hear about?
Potential new employer?
Maybe.
Yeah, I saw a picture of you that I didn't know. First of all, we went country. And secondly, never mind.
What are you talking about?
Never mind. You'll know.
Try to get the O in that, will you? We have...
I beg your pardon.
We have...
It's the bourbon.
What are you...
Oh, the bourbon thing?
What's the meeting?
Oh, man.
What's the meeting? It's for the zoo.
Oh, we have a great zoo story in the news today.
Yeah, we do.
I think this year the dolphin show should start at 3 and not 3:15.
Right. Well, let's have a meeting about
maybe,
it.
Maybe, and if we could move the Dippin' Dots cart over next to
if
the
you
orangutan.
Guys
and, oh, by the way,
ruin
when I come
this
in
deal
here,
for me, I will kill
when
all
I
of
come
you.
In here, and I expect to see Chrissy Lee, board member, on this placard. Hey, not just Chrissy
I will
Lee.
Kill all of you.
No, don't do that. Just sentence them to clean up giraffe manure.
God, I really like this thing. Don't
you think it's really long? A giraffe movement? Really
we have
liking
a,
that?
We have a great story about wild animals in the news today. Very excited about
all
this.
All right.
And it actually may lead to a very special treat. I'll give you a hint.
Sweet baby Jesus. Am I dreaming or is it going to be a visit from Dr. Tom Whiskey?
Sounds like
you never know.
I got to finish getting ready. But,
oh, my God.
All right. All right. Take your time, Don.
Well, I'm ready. I am ready for this. I'll tell you what.
Okay.
Christy, you talking about the lion story?
Yeah, I sure am. You look tasty and delicious, Christy.
Why, thank you very much, Don.
Very, very fancy. Mm-hmm. That is some fancy necklace you got.
It's a pearl necklace, Doc.
I
you familiar with that term?
I don't go I down the low road, chick.
Oh,
that's
really?
A pearl necklace. That's a Peter North. That's a lot of pearls.
That's a lot of wattage.
Oh, boy.
Pumping wattage into your cottage.
You got that laying on your chest. You're going to know about it.
Yeah.
You're going to feel it.
Oh, it's real warm. Oh, and immediately cold.
Immediately cold.
Now, we have Chick McGee, of course, at the sports desk, and you said you had...
Lordy.
The only daughter of William Godwin and Mary Wollstonecraft. Mary Godwin met Percy Blythe Shelley in 1812.
Oh, so you were making that up.
Eloped with him to France in 1814, and Mary Godwin, then Mary Shelley, went on to write... The best known book that we know as Frankenstein, but actually
Modern Prometheus.
Modern Prometheus. Yeah. And Frankenstein, of course, is the doctor.
Not the monster.
Not the monster. The monster is named...
Dear Dumbasses.
Did you enjoy that book?
Yes, very much.
I tried to read it when the kids were doing it for literature.
If you watch the movies and then you read the book, you probably don't realize how much Frankenstein talks.
Yeah.
This sentence is a windbag.
This sentence is scarier than any Frankenstein movie I've ever seen.
Yeah?
It gives the synopsis of the book. It narrates the dreadful consequences that arise after a scientist has artificially created a human being.
Oh, dude, there are some horrifying moments.
I can't imagine.
There's a fire that's real bad.
There's a real bad fire?
But again, in the movie, I've always applauded the fact that the Boris Karloff version of the monster of Dr. Frankenstein wears a nice sport coat.
Well, sure.
You think
no tie.
You think that was his choice or a note he got from director or producer?
I'm not sure, but it's a nice choice. Yeah. Makes him look.
It is, yeah. It could have been James Whale who wanted that.
But. Looks kind of Don Johnson-esque in the early days of Miami Vice.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my mind about Miami Vice. I watched that every week.
It was great.
I recorded it. I watched it. I played it back.
Did you have a white suit?
I figured out.
T-shirt?
Yes.
Oh, please.
Over my little
Michael Mann. Hard to go wrong, I say.
Yeah, I did. I think we all had the sport
did
coat,
they try
the T-shirt.
To bring, sure. Did they try to bring that back?
Yeah.
As a film? You mean the look or the movie?
The style, yeah.
Well, I don't think the style ever went away. I think it looks really great.
Have they brought that back?
The turquoise?
They brought back Magnum P.I. They brought back Hawaii 5-0. How far are we away from Miami Vice again?
Maybe not that far. Hopefully it's a little more entertaining than the movie was. It wasn't.
You remember the big deal was the movie, the music they put in each episode, and they used to put a list of it in TV Guide.
Yep.
And it was a big damn deal to get your song.
Yeah, what songs they were going to play in any given night.
Coming in the air tonight, Phil Collins.
Yeah.
That more or less kind of started his career. Yeah.
Peter Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
What were you Pat Godwin is here. You told me you have a Peter Gabriel story. What are you?
Oh, we've interviewed
Amazing
him a
Adventures
bunch.
And True Stories of Pat Godwin's Life.
We interviewed him quite a bit, but I was a huge fan. I used to come on to his Sledgehammer song. That was my intro music.
No
so,
kidding. Yeah.
Oh, that's what
I was like, what's
like come
about?
On to it. I was like, did you keep buying records? And...
Ladies and gentlemen, the fastest producer in the business.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
how about a hand for Josh Arnold? He doesn't normally do that well.
I was just going to say, what is Pat Godwin's music here on the Bob and Tom Show?
Do you want to hear a funny story?
Wait, what did you ask, Jake?
What is Pat Godwin's music, his introduction music when he comes on?
Wow.
You want to hear a funny cruise ship story?
Sure.
I would love to. What, a cruise ship?
Yeah, ship story. It's very international. A lot of Philippines working the ship. A lot of Filipinos working the ships. A lot of Ukraine people, a lot of Serbians. And and sometimes their work can be a little shoddy, and we had the bad sound all week in the comedy club. And a different guy shows up on Friday. He says, my name is Drago. I'm from Serbia. I've heard you had some issues this week. Not on my watch.
Oh.
We make sure your guitar is perfect. Your voice is perfect. No reverb, just the way you like it. Uh-huh. And what song would you like me to bring you up to? I said, oh, you know what? Just anything energetic. No. What song do you want me to bring you up to? I said, well, if you're asking, Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel, but scoop that intro, get right to the drums. Perfect. What a great choice.
This guy's name is Drago.
Drago.
Yeah. I like it.
Great name.
So they introduce me, and he brings me up to Trini Lopez's If I Had a Hammer. And I hit the stage, and he's back by the sound booth with a big thumbs up.
Big thumbs up. Nailed it.
I got your back.
This is the second day. Thank God I had Trini Lopez ready.
Yeah.
This is the second day for Trini Lopez music.
Yeah.
Is that because you hammer home the jokes?
Yes.
Oh, he hammers.
You didn't already know that?
We were talking about Trini Lopez yesterday.
No, but you didn't know this story already?
I had a hammer. A hammer.
This is the first song I learned to play on guitar.
Do we have a guitar in the building?
Oh, I don't think
we might.
I would love to hear you search your way through this.
I don't think I can play it anymore.
Don't bring it up.
That's the idea.
C, A minor, D, G, I think it is.
Just C, F, G, right?
Is that right? Yeah. C, A minor, D, G, something like that?
Yes. Yep.
God, I hate that song, too. I've always hated that song. Didn't Peter, Paul, and Mary do a
Yes.
Sickening version.
Pete Seeger did a version, yeah.
Oh, God, really? On his way to Cuba to embrace communism? How'd that go for him?
Korn did a version that really did not go over.
You know what? Not liking the commies is it's kind of over, okay?
Hey, it's also kind of back.
Well, yeah. But are they commies or they're just different kind of?
AOC is going to be our dictator in about 15 years.
Oh, my God.
When we get rid of all airplanes and have to take trains everywhere.
How can one man?
I don't think Hawaii feels about that.
Yeah, that no more flying. Hey. Wait a minute. Our tourist industry. What just happened? These planes work pretty well. Didn't more people die in trains last year than planes? Sorry.
Aren't you the one telling me? Now, here's a list of things.
We don't talk.
Okay, right. We need to
stay away. I'll tell you what I'm pissed about.
What? Oh.
What?
What's your beef?
When did Reds flip sides?
Reds? What do you mean? What?
Reds used to mean you're a commie.
And now Reds Republican.
Now Reds right. How'd that happen? Who crammed that?
Did they ever change colors?
Red, blue,
I don't think they ever did change
colors.
Was it halftime in the revolution? So we switched sides?
I don't think you can.
No, the Reds always meant left. For example.
For me, it always meant Cardinals. For a lot of people, it always meant Cincinnati Reds.
No, kind of with you.
To change it to the Red Legs during the
Well, but this
commie,
is the this is the whole commie thing. I don't think people just do that anymore.
Really?
No.
Google Venezuela for me. Get back to me in a couple of days.
We can't have one group just hijack a color like that. We got to use it whenever we want.
So you got Cuba, Venezuela, and...
Oh, I could go down the list. The point is,
and Cuba, right?
I'm sure the place Drago is from, probably.
Drago's got your back.
That's why Drago's on the boat.
Drago.
And every time,
would you like to tell you something, Lopez?
And I tell you something, Mr. Godwin. Every time you tell a really funny joke, you will hear this. Yeah. You mean just killing
in
it?
My
I have a question. Why were we talking about Trini Lopez yesterday?
Lemon tree for something. There was a name of some Trina.
Oh, Trina.
Yeah,
Trina.
Oh, the back of your ass.
Look at me remembering
Good
stuff.
Job. Pull over that ass too fat.
Pull over that ass too fat. That's from the singer named Trina.
Trina, but you never let her sing.
That's not Trina.
That's the intro.
Well, when Trina starts, it gets a little blue.
Yeah.
And speaking
not
of that,
red. She's not a commie.
No. I don't know what her political
How
affiliation
blue, like really
is.
Dirty? Really dirty?
Speaking of dirty talk, Pac-Man Jones cursed in a casino. You want to hear about it?
Yes.
He's in jail again.
But get it? Because it's Pac-Man. I work over here.
That's amazing. When
did that happen?
A couple weeks ago.
Oh, I thought.
But there are details. You know what? You're right. It's March 5th.
You know what?
Our show is it's turning into Dickie.
Yeah, exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, I like it.
Google Dickie Goodman. You'll see what I'm talking about. Josh is doing the Trini Lopez.
He's juggling lemons now.
Can you make up a song like "Let's Go Pee in the City" or something?
Sure,
like
I can
that?
Do whatever you want.
All right, that'd be good.
Let's go pee in the city.
Yeah, that's I liked it. I liked it, Jake.
You don't mind if I change it?
No, you can change. Have some fun with it. Do whatever you want.
Yellow pee in the city, running down the gutter tonight, and we
right. Got to rhyme with night now. Instead of sweet, which was the original.
He will pick apart your songs if you're going to sing.
On the street, I should have said.
What dirty talk did Pac-Man do? I want to hear this.
Is this him talking about his arrest?
Is this dirty talk to his gal or is this dirty talk to some man? What is it?
Here he is talking to you.
Well, I'm in the car. Jay got a call talking about I'm on the news.
Huh?
What?
Okay, wait a minute.
Is that real?
Is that real?
I don't know what it is. But
this is why he's not an air traffic controller.
This is why he's
Pac-Man Jones, air traffic controller.
Can't roger that. What the hell are you saying here, sir? I got a 747 full of people.
Can we get Barbara Billingsley in here to translate?
Can we get even close to intelligent?
Look, this is 15 seconds of your day, and I think this is going to explain a lot about why Pac-Man has had some trouble.
Okay.
Is continuing to have trouble. He's explaining his arrest in a casino in Rising Sun.
All right.
Rising Sun Casino in Southern Indiana. It sounds a little something.
I have performed there.
His explanation sounds something like this.
Well, I'm in the car. Jay got a call talking about I'm on the news about the casino last night. Man, y'all need to stop that shit, man. Y'all ain't got shit else to report. TMZ, all y'all. Y'all motherfucker hell, man. Get the fuck out of here. Ain't nobody.
Whoa.
And then it got dirty.
Apparently the TMZ reporter was not happy with the
job.
He sounds like the Cedric the Entertainer character from the Barbershop movies.
Yeah.
He does.
The former Bengals cornerback arrested while at Rising Sun Casino in Indiana after officials with the Indiana State Gaming Commission called to investigate reports of a person, Pac-Man, cheating at a table.
Oh.
Jones was suspected of capping bets.
What does that mean?
That's a form. What did I just say?
You said hang on.
It's a form of cheating where the outcome of the game is known and the player adds more chips
right
as they're counting the bet. So let's say you bet $10 on that's a boring table, on a blackjack table, and you slip down and put another chip on there when they count the payout.
Oh, $10 a hand, a little boring for you, chick.
That's right.
well, you know, the chickster, if you're familiar with the shoe in of the week, the man rolls big time.
I think, do I have to bring you up to speed? I have two pair of $100 scissors in my home. Okay?
That's right.
Yeah, you do. You do.
And now.
Pac-Man Jones. That's a great song.
Great song.
Here's Pac-Man again for the International Pronunciation Council. Goes a little something like this.
Man, I'm in the car. Just got a call. Tell me I'm on the news. About the casino last night.
So he's
man,
nude?
Y'all need to stop.
No, he's on the news.
On the news.
On the news.
Y'all ain't got nothing else to report.
He ain't got nothing else to report.
Okay, well.
Windbag.
Did we finish sports, I hope?
Yes, and we have a windbag. We're on the windbag.
Go ahead. Are? Let's go. Move it on.
Dear Tom. Are you going to interrupt with the music?
Why you gotta be such a windbag?
Dear Tom, you've disappointed this junior windbag. For someone who's so fecally fascinated, I find it amazing that you don't know giraffe poop is actually about the size of rabbit pellets and airy and fluffy, like a Rice Krispie.
Ah, gross.
That's what Rich says. Airy and fluffy.
Snap, crackling, poop.
Snap, crackle, poop.
All I was saying was that Christy Lee.
The fecal fascination thing.
Is going to be shoveling some.
I am not shoveling
some giraffe poop this afternoon.
Fecal fascination, and we're pooping all over town. Little Human League, is that it?
I loved it.
Love
Human League. That's a great.
Don't you want me?
Don't you love songs where it's a male and a female
and
giving
fighting.
Both sides? Love that.
We were at a something bar.
Islands in the street.
Yeah. Oh.
Anything you can do, I can do better than you.
Anything I can do better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
There's an amazing documentary out there about Dick Van Dyke, and he goes into, they have a number, a section of Bye Bye Birdie, and it is the most antiseptic, fun, just bland white people trying to be hip.
What are you talking about?
Section of a movie you've ever seen in your life.
Bye Bye Birdie is a great movie. I'm sorry.
I challenge you to watch it and go, wow, that's really hip.
The Ed Sullivan thing with Paul Lynde. My God, if you don't find that funny, stop taking the pills and jump.
That's some bold casting, huh? Paul Lynde is a straight father.
Yeah.
Ask me why motorcyclists wear leather. I'll do my Paul Lynde.
Why do motorcyclists wear leather?
Because chiffon wrinkles so easy.
Amazing!
Who didn't want the center square to block? Come on.
Bye Bye Birdie is a great movie.
Ask me what they call the male chorus in a ballet.
What do they call the male chorus in a ballet?
Silly Savages.
Silly Savages. In 1972,
72,
he was doing this stuff.
Yeah,
he wouldn't be able to do it anymore.
No.
Sadly, as joyous as his comedy was, some people would find it offensive.
Oh, he killed
me.
I loved him.
Me too.
Oh, well, we have
queer
a lot.
Queer as a football man.
So what?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3.
You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.